What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Isaac Edelman here alongside Jeff Macalino. Thanks for tuning into our podcast here on FL Teams. Before we get started, make sure to check out flteams.com and at FL Teams on social media, your go-to one-stop shop for all Florida sports coverage. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent, man. Getting ready for the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting ready to talk about here on this podcast. The Tampa Bay Lightning, we are going to preview their playoff run, specifically their upcoming series with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Jeff, just give us your initial thoughts on the Lightning and their upcoming playoff run when they face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's two teams that have kind of had their playoff seed set for quite a while. The Lightning, I mean, gosh, you look back to late February, their record's pretty abysmal, especially for a team that's been to three straight Stanley Cups. But look, the Bruins ran away with this division early, and Toronto and Tampa Bay were just kind of there as 2 and 3 the whole way. It's going to be interesting this series to see how they ramp it up. Obviously the Lightning have been to three straight Stanley Cups. There's a little bit of confidence in the fact that this team, not a lot of new bodies on the team. It's a lot of the same old, and, going to three straight Stanley Cups, you probably think they know how to turn on the on switch. But this is the worst they've finished a regular season in quite a while. They really, once they clinched, they really limped to the finish line. But again, Toronto's kind of in the same boat as far as the fact that they haven't really played meaningful hockey in quite a while, because these two teams kind of ran away with the second and third seed there for most of the season. It was pretty clear, who was going to be 1, 2, and 3 out of the division. So it's going to be interesting to see which team turns it on. As a Lightning fan, I have confidence, again, just from history. Toronto has a lot of trouble getting out of the first round. The Lightning have gone to three straight Stanley Cups. I think the Lightning will be able to turn it on. And please forgive me, folks, if I at all displace the Tampa Bay Rays and Tampa Bay Lightning and Toronto Blue Jays and Toronto Maple Leafs, because baseball, hockey, they're, just finished a series in baseball in Canada and now going up there for hockey.
Yeah, and speaking of that, yeah, Maple Leafs will be hosting this series. They have home ice advantage. How much do you put that into play, as well as the fact that the Maple Leafs are favored to win the series?
Not at all. The same was the case last year. And look, it went to 7 games last year. Toronto had a 3-2 lead after 5, and the Lightning had to go to Canada and win, and didn't have a problem. The Lightning were much better on home ice during the regular season. But in the playoffs, I don't think it affects them where they play. They've played in the bubble. They've won a cup in a bubble. They've won a cup at home. They've won a cup, they've played everywhere. They've won everywhere that they've needed to until last year they fell just short against Colorado. They were missing a guy by the name of Braden Point, who just scored a measly 51 goals this season. So would have been interesting to see if they had him last year for the Stanley Cup finals. But I don't think the Lightning are going to be intimidated by a loud crowd. They went to New York and dealt with those hooligans last year. And, if anything, those idiots, in New York actually made the Lightning, I think it kind of woke the Lightning up a little bit and motivated them, with some of the shenanigans that crowd was pulling. So I'm not concerned about the Lightning going on the road in the playoffs. Not one bit.
Yeah, and I think most Lightning fans would agree, even though they lost 8 of their last final 12 regular season games, they always turn it on. And now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are here, you can expect the Bolts to have that same energy. Now, the Lightning did play the Maple Leafs last year, correct, in the first round?
Yes. Yep. Went to 7 games.
Yeah. But these two teams are looking very different. I mean, some names that are on the top of my head Andre Palat and defenseman Ryan McDonough no longer here. And then the Maple Leafs added Ryan O'Reilly and Luke Shen, among others. So just talk about that. Obviously, the Lightning beat the Maple Leafs last year in the first round. And even though it's a rematch, both of these teams look very different. Can you just talk a little bit about that, Jeff?
Well, I don't think the Lightning look very different. With Palat, you know, had a great career with the Lightning. Good for him. You know, Brandon Hagel got a lot more time on the top line. He scored 30 goals this year. I don't think Palat served his purpose. I don't think the Lightning are necessarily missing him. And McDonough, frankly, I if you had told me that he was paid to throw the Stanley Cup Finals last year, he was injured, so I give him the benefit of the doubt, but he played horrendously last year in the Stanley Cup, and frankly, I cost them game two last season in the Stanley Cup because he just was playing horribly. Now, the Lightning do, to be fair, I don't think the Lightning replaced the old Ryan McDonough defensively. I do think the Lightning are a little weaker defensively than maybe heading into previous postseasons. So I am a little that's the area where I'm a little concerned for the Lightning heading into the postseason. I think, you know, the Lightning have three lines that can score. They do have obviously the top line, which is Point, Stamkos, and Kucherov, which you're not going to find a better scoring line in the NHL. And, you know, we'll see. Last year, Stamkos and Kucherov were playing with Palat, and I think Palat benefited quite a bit from having very talented line mates. Braden Point's a whole nother level of player. So I'm not too concerned about the Lightning's losses, frankly, heading into the, you know, compared to last year. It's astonishing if you look at really their first cup in 2020 till now, there's not been a lot of turnover. Luke Shen's one of the guys who was on the Lightning, now is on Toronto. You know, he's a fine, you know, back end defenseman. He's you know, bottom two guy pairing. He's not a star player by any means. So I'm not worried about the Lightning, except for the fact that I would say that this season was their most inconsistent regular season that they've had. So we'll see. Look, there's something to be said. I think I said this when we did a preview episode way back before the season. Teams who go to the Stanley Cup, win or lose, have so much shorter of an offseason than every other team. The Lightning have done it three straight years, and they didn't start the year nearly as poorly as I thought they were going to have a real rough beginning of the year. They had several slumps more towards the middle of the year and then the end of the year. But look, the fatigue is really, there's a lot of mental and physical fatigue that has taken a toll from playing so many extra games compared to a team like Toronto who can't get themselves out of the first round of the playoffs for however many years. You know, suck it, Canada.
Speaking of concerns, because I know you brought that up, are you concerned about the fact that the Lightning were the fourth most penalized team in the league this season? And obviously you have to put into consideration that if those trends keep up, the Maple Leafs are one of those teams that will, you know, cash in, especially in the playoffs.
No, I'm not. Not really. I mean, a lot of, if you're looking at penalties over the course of a season, I'm fairly certain I had seen a statistic a few weeks ago that said the Lightning got in the first or second most fights in the NHL. So that's going to really, you know, add up over the course of a season when you're fighting every team you play. And the Lightning like to fight. This is the championship style of Lightning, different than the old skate fast and don't get hit type of Lightning that got swept the year they set the record for the best regular season of the year before they won their Stanley Cup. You know, the Pat Maroon, Corey Perry, the Belmars, you know, they're not afraid to rough it up. I am concerned, like always. I do think that the NHL officials like the original six teams and especially, you know, the Canadian teams. So I'm a little concerned about some bias there. But that's, you know, that's me wearing a tinfoil hat, I suppose.
Yeah, now look, we could say this every year. This is nothing new. No team in the NHL playoffs could take the Lightning lightly. Doesn't matter what setbacks there are, what hurdles there are, what has happened in the regular season, because if you take that into account, the Lightning are not expected to win or make the last few Stanley Cups. So if you had to send a message to Maple Leaf fans about not taking the Lightning lightly, what would you say to them?
Oh, I don't have to send a message to Maple Leafs fans. They know. It's, you know, it's the casual hockey fan that somehow forgets. It's like they have Tua brain damage issues. Like they've gotten hit in the head too many times to be like, oh yeah, the Lightning, they have no chance. You know, look, I would not be surprised if the Lightning do not win this series. Toronto is a very good team. They took the Lightning to seven games last year. You know, I'm not going to be happy, obviously, but it's not like 4 years ago when they got swept by Columbus, a team that had no business winning a game against the Lightning, let alone four in a row. Toronto is a very talented team. But Toronto fans, they know the Lightning well enough. They're not assuming this is a win. It's the casual brain-damaged hockey fan who, yeah, you know, look, the Lightning, for good reason, are probably the most hated team in hockey because you win, people hate
exactly. But look, I mean, Maple Leaf fans obviously know what's up because they know they have their work cut out for them, but they know even more that the Maple Leafs have consistently not lived up to their hype in the playoffs. And they know that the Lightning are a team that have made the last three Stanley Cups. They came up short of winning three straight Stanley Cups last season. So with that said, Jeff, let's hear your prediction. The Lightning facing off against the Maple Leafs. Tell me how many games it's going to go, and then tell me who you have winning the series.
I'm going to take the cheapest prediction route out and say it's going to go seven. And anytime a series goes seven games, I'm taking Andrei Vasilevskiy. Look, there was a survey of players, and he overwhelmingly won. If you had one game to win, who do you want in net? It's Andrei Vasilevskiy. He is still the best goalie on the planet, whether or not his regular season is up to snuff compared to his own standards. Every time the playoffs rolls around, you do not want anyone else in net other than the big cat. So if it goes seven, Andrei Vasilevskiy is probably going to pitch a shutout because that's what he does in elimination games. Or in series closeout games, really. So the Florida Panthers know that quite well.
Yeah, and speaking of the Panthers, Jeff, if the Lightning beat the Maple Leafs, they will face the winner of the Panthers and Bruins matchup. That's my strength, so I don't need to ask you, about the Panthers, and I don't need to ask you about the Bruins because they are insane. But if the Lightning get past the Maple Leafs, what are your expectations for them the rest of the way? Obviously, it sucks that they are on a side of the bracket that features the Bruins, but it is what it is.
Well, look, I think – in all fairness, and this is, you know, maybe me being a cocky Lightning fan, in all fairness, the Bruins should be thinking it's unfortunate we're on the same side of the bracket as the Lightning, because the Lightning have won three straight Eastern Conference, you know. I guess the 1 year it was a weird division where they actually played an Eastern Conference team in the Stanley Cup, but nobody, you know, it's ridiculous for anyone to assume that any team is going to beat the Lightning until somebody does it. And Colorado was able to do it without Braden Point in the Stanley Cup Finals last year in six games. And that's great. But in the Eastern Conference, for any team, including a President's Trophy winning team, we've seen you as a Panthers fan, me, the last time the Lightning's won the President's Trophy, know that that doesn't mean jack squat when the playoffs roll around. Some think it's a curse. So no, I'm not assuming Boston's going to beat Florida. And if they do, I'm again, Boston's another team. They've played the Lightning in the playoffs many, many times over the past decade. I don't think they've won a series since maybe 2011 in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I don't think Boston's going to take the Lightning for granted either. I think they know the Lightning are a team that is going to show up and play hard. And I hope the Lightning get past Toronto and face Boston. There's going to be a lot of blood in that series.
Yeah, so I appreciate for the insight, Jeff. He basically told us who has the edge. Look, a lot of signs have pointed towards Toronto moving on. If you look at the regular season, and your accurate analysis has told us that it doesn't matter what goes on during the regular season. It's now the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Lightning, for the second year in a row, are set to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So with that said, Jeff, I appreciate your insight, man. Lightning Maple Leafs, game one on Tuesday night in Toronto. Any final thoughts, my man?
Yeah, look, I think the Lightning learned their lesson again when they set the record for having the best regular season of all time and got swept. The regular season is all it is getting enough wins to get into the playoffs. The playoffs is a whole different season. The Lightning have mastered this. They haven't won their division the last 3 years. They know the regular season is not what matters except for getting yourself into the playoffs. So I think it's, as a Lightning fan, I'm a bit offended at some of these. Here are the odds of this team winning the series and getting to the Stanley Cup. And I saw one that had the Panthers with better odds than the Lightning of winning the Stanley Cup. It's like, that's comical to me to an extent. And I hope the Lightning players and coaches see those things, because if they do, it's going to be a world of hurt upon some opponents. They're going to be thunderstruck.
Yeah, and look, I saw a good tweet today. It reads, Toronto could not live with their own failure, and now it's brought them back to Tampa. Lightning Maple Leafs Part 2 coming soon. That's a perfect way to close out this podcast. Part 2 of the first round series. It's going to be exciting, Jeff, and this podcast was exciting. Thanks so much for coming on. Can't wait to see what happens in this series and in the rest of the NHL playoffs. And, Jeff, keep up the good work. I expect some good content the rest of the way. Last year, we did good. Hopefully, we can face the Rangers again and get some jabs at their fan base. How does that sound, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get on FL Teams for those post-game reaction videos. The Rangers fans came at me hard. And, their tears were so delicious.
Yeah, so we shall see what teams have delicious tears. Jeff, I appreciate it. Again, thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. Make sure to tune in to FL Teams Live every Wednesday night. You can watch FL Teams Live on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. And, of course, subscribe and drop a rating and do whatever you can on our podcast platforms. Once again, thanks everyone for tuning in.